Yesterday, we were in a meeting upstairs talking about all kinds of things, and you mentioned storytelling is an important element of your work, and you mentioned why. Can you tell me why? That's an important element? I mean, storytelling, what's the big deal?
Well, when I first came into this field, I bumped into the word storytelling in reference to a phase in the mediation process, but it was actually rather a narrow definition. It was story as tell us what happened and why you're mad so that we can figure out how to get you past being mad and find a solution. And, you know, in that reference point, while at times a powerful component because people, you know, may have somewhat of an emotional release, and I'm thinking here, of course, of the U.S. model of sort of sitting down in a 1 or 2 hour session in which the storytelling component is a 20-minute phase. The term that I'm referring to or the content or the understanding that I would give to storytelling is much more about finding a way to reflect in a much wider sense what's happening in a situation and or the experience of people. And storytelling in that regard is much more like an art form. And in the art form, you're doing certain things, I believe, that help break you out of kind of a exclusively cognitive, rational, linear understanding of both conflict analysis and solution seeking. That a story, other forms that are, you know, proverbial wisdom, sitting around a campfire and hearing people talk. One of the interesting things about a story is that there's a holistic component to it, and that whoever the listeners are interact with it like it's a painting. I mean, if you stand before a painting, everyone has an opportunity to say, this is what it's saying to me. This is what I see. And the story has very much that component to it, that it is both on the side of the storyteller to put forward things the ways that they configure it, the ways that they draw it out, but then it becomes very much of a live process in which there is an interaction. And the interaction itself is something that's open for interpretation. Mm. So suddenly you are in a community of meaning creation. And I think that's a lot of what conflict is about. It's about the search for meaning. It's about how do we make sense of these things that are going on, and what are the ways that we might respond to it that can move it toward, at least in terms of my wider goals, finding our way back to being human, being a human community, and in as constructive a way as we can. And so for me, storytelling has those elements of it. It touches people at a level that includes but circumvents the limitations that our mind wants to put on things. That is, the mind wants to kind of control a lot of what we do in a way that doesn't let us touch the more whole part of what's going on with the process. And the stories and other forms of art, I think, keep walking around it in a more holistic way.